was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in on a rising tide. Look beyond the shadows. Behold a pale horse ride.
Welcome, my friend. Welcome, fellow patriots and fellow freedom screamers. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom LaGuevara on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for joining us tonight. Appreciate the listeners out there. If you'd like to contribute to this show, you know, with your voice, just doesn't cost anything to pick up the phone and call in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My friend Keith Jones from Kansas is with us tonight. I want to welcome Keith, and I also want to remind people that this show stands on Scripture, Psalms 94:16. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who are the evildoers and the workers of iniquity, Eric the Freedom Screamer? Well, why don't we start with the people who have kidnapped Tom LaGuevara, the gentleman who's supposed to be hosting this show tonight. The gentleman we're trying to get out of his status as an abductee and a kidnapping victim by a communist government and a court managed by vicars. That's vicar general and judicial vicar. Look it up. It's not only in the dictionary. There's one attached to a name in a town near you. The judicial vicar and the vicar generals are the men behind the courts and behind the bar. Behind every legislature, legislator, every judge, every district attorney, every defense attorney, and every public defender are all members of a private club called the Bar, and managed by the vicars. And the vicar who is holding Tom is named Peter Smith. And I want people to remember Tom, and remember these evil ones who have kidnapped Tom. They're holding him unlawfully. He's an abductee. He's been kidnapped. They made up some absolute frivolous charge. They're redefining words that don't exist. And they've kidnapped Tom, and tomorrow is Tom's birthday. Tom's going to be sitting in a cell near Eugene, Oregon, for an allegation that has no victim. Listeners to this show know, but new listeners are wondering what's going on. Tom had a minor statutory felony in his past. And I've seen a pattern of situations like this all around the country for years now. This is just the absolute straw that broke the camel's back for me. There's no doubt about it. What they're doing is they're getting everybody they can who has enough misdemeanors or a minor statutory felony. And a lot of times, a DWI or a DUI can be classified as a felony if it's your second one. Sometimes the second one, sometimes the first one. We'll get you a felony, and then guess what? No guns. Well, you can have them, and I recommend you do, but be advised. They're going to be looking at you to come and do what they did to Shane Bennett near Canandaigua, New York, and it's up at courtroomwatch.org. I believe we still have his posting, one of the older postings from last year, because he had a statutory felony like Tom did, minor drug possession for Shane. 11 years go by. He's a hardworking guy with a family, a wife and kids, and a gun collection in his house. And the State Police SORT Unit, Special Operations and Response Team, that's what they call the SWAT team now. They call it SORT, S-O-R-T. And with balaclavas on their face, which are these hideous-looking masks and military fatigues and no markings, kicked in his door, stole money from his safe, only booked half the money they took from the safe into evidence. The guy didn't use banks. He was an off-the-grid type of patriot like the rest of us, doesn't trust banks. Smart guy. You shouldn't trust banks. And so he kept his money in his house, and the state police only booked half of it into evidence. And one of the judges even said 3 out of the 5 cases that come before his court have evidence of the New York State stealing people's property in these bizarre seizures. So back to the matter at hand, they're using minor statutory felonies in the past to disarm people now. And or to hold them and prevent them from political activity, i.e., Tom LaCavara's trip to Nevada that he had already scheduled. He was just about to get there. He was on his way there. He was about to leave, I think, within a few days. He would have been the only real good reporters in the truth media that would have been there covering the Clive and Bundy trial. I can guarantee it. I mean, we saw the other big names. You know, they mentioned it once in a while. But I'm sure there are people listening to this right now that don't realize Clive and Bundy, the original Matt Rancher who stood against the feds with all the patriots there, he's sitting in prison right now. He's awaiting trial. And it seems to me people have forgotten about him and forgotten about Tom. And so what they're doing is they're using minor statutories in the past to disarm people now, take their guns. Tom was in a hotel room that had a gun in it. It wasn't even in his possession, and they're claiming possession of a firearm by a convicted felon because he had a gun nearby. It wasn't even his room registered name-wise on the docket for the hotel, and it wasn't his gun. He was just in the room that had a gun in it. And unfortunately, they've arrested him on that. And tomorrow is Tom's birthday, and he's spending 22 out of every 24 hours in solitary confinement. This is what they do with political prisoners in this country. So we're going to get to some type of solution or some type of more public pressure here right now. So if people could break out your pencil, if you can donate a few dollars, we're trying to get Tom's lovely woman, Lori, from Texas, from where she is now out on the East Coast, out to Tom on the West Coast. So, and she needs a good chunk of money to pay for the gas to get across the country. So I'm urging everybody who can pull, and look, you don't have to, a couple of bucks would be great. If a 500 or 1,000 people donate $2 or $3 each, I mean, that's not going to hurt any of you. You can do that through the PayPal account at resurrecttherepublic.com. That's resurrecttherepublic.com. I believe his PayPal account is tomlacovara@gmail. Tomlacovara@gmail. But go to the resurrecttherepublic.com website in case I'm off by a dot or a letter. Do what it says there on the website, whatever that connection is for that PayPal account. It's Tom's PayPal. It funds him directly and Lori, so she can get from the East Coast to the West Coast and be with Tom through this matter. They've kidnapped the host of this show, people. Do you realize what's going on? I want to slap you all inside the head gently and nicely and say, hey, wake up. The guy who's supposed to be doing the show is not Eric the Freedom Streamer, although I'm glad to help out and fill in. But Tom needs to be here. He needs to be a free man. 22 hours out of every 24 in solitary confinement is torture. There's no other way around it. And he hasn't done anything. He's not being accused of doing anything. He's being accused of being near a certain type of property, a certain type of physical item, which happens to be a gun. He is not accused of doing anything with the gun, brandishing it, nothing. He's not accused of conspiring to do any harm to anyone. Nowhere in the charges that exist. They're simply making up these things. And so I want everybody to call the Vickers because they're the men who can really push the button. Two entities can now, I want to put the pressure on at the top, the Vicar General and the Judicial Vicar. We can get into the Vickers later for the people who don't know, but most people know that I'm very big about exposing the men behind the curtain and the men who manage the bar and the courts. And the courts are where the power really is. We don't have three separate and equal branches of government. Sorry to break the news to people who think, you know, the the three branches balance it. The power sits in the courts. All the big cases and decisions are ultimately decided. Lawsuits are decided by judges. They're running people through bench trials now without a jury trial in New York in many instances because, oh, there's only, if there's 6 months or less of jail time attached to it, you only get a bench trial. Oh, that's going to be really fair. Going up front of the witch's court in front of an attorney dressed up like a Satanist in a black robe who's simply a member of the bar and up there to uphold the bar standards and the protection of the court. Don't forget the three tenets of the New York court. When you become an attorney, you have to swear to, number one, protect the judge. Number two, protect the opposing attorney, which is usually the state attorney or the district attorney. And number three, serve the client, last on the list for the client. Okay, so that's the way they operate. It's all about upholding the system. Why most attorneys won't ask for a performance and payment bond on the case because we know all these cases are bonded. It's called a bid bond, a performance bond, and a payment bond. They bundle them up and sell a bond that's on a court case to foreign investors. They bundle them up as securities and sell them as fiduciary instruments all around the world. And this economy is right now floating on military supplies and bonded court cases. That's really where they're making where the cabal and the evil ones who work for the evil one, this is how they're making their money. That's how they're leeching it out of the economy. And setting up trusts in our name when we're born, where your birth certificate's nothing more than an insurance policy. You've got a $1 million insurance policy. Everybody listening to the show, everyone listening to the show is worth somewhere between $15 and $40 million. It's called your Cestu Trust. And on top of that, they're bonding every case that they can bring in front of the court. So anyway, Tom's languishing in jail on his birthday tomorrow for 22 hours in solitary confinement, not being able to prep for his case, not being able to have the things that the basic needs that he would have in prison, some exercise, some outdoor time, some sunshine. I wouldn't keep a dog or an animal. You know how harsh the system would come down on y'all if you locked an animal in a cage for 22 hours and just threw a few scraps? I mean, people would, I recommend doing that to any. I mean, this is inhuman what they're doing to Tom. So I'm going to give the phone number for the vicars. I'm going to give the phone number for the sheriff who's holding Tom. And I'm going to give the number for, and I don't have the number for the new administration at the Justice Department, but I'd like people to, do a little of their own legwork. I can't do it all for you. I've still got to survive here on my end. And I have not been asking for donations for myself because Tom is more needy than I. I have my own issues that I'm going through trying to get electricity from a town that won't provide it, even though the state says they have to. So that's an ongoing battle. Tom's way worse off being in solitary confinement for 22 hours a day. At least I'm out here a free man struggling. He's struggling as a complete abductee, kidnapped victim. I mean, they don't keep prisoners of war in the conditions that he's being kept in. And the idiot sheriff, and I'm sorry to say it, but it has to be said, of Lane County, Oregon, Byron Trapp, is doing what's called a courtesy hold for the U.S. Marshals. There's no writ or mandate or order or nothing to hold him. It's called a courtesy hold. They're hoping the sheriff will be stupid enough and enough of a gutless coward, and most of the sheriffs in this country fall into that category, to follow what the feds do. They'll follow their edicts. I wish there was more constitutional sheriffs, common law sheriffs, sheriffs who would uphold natural law and natural rights and just basically leave people alone. We're not supposed to have law enforcement in this country. Don't give the enemy the language. There's no such thing as law enforcement in a free republic. Nobody should be uttering the word unless you're a tyrant and a communist and a Nazi sympathizer. Law enforcement only exists in military units. This is for conscripts. They enforce law upon people. Remember the word you were supposed for the civil servants who are supposed to serve and protect: peace officers, peace officer, peace officer, peace officer. No, 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 no law enforcement. I won't hear anybody using that word on this show. I may slip up and say it once in a while, but not much. That's one I've weaned right out of my verbiage. There's no law enforcement. This is how Fox News and the pseudo-conservative media will get you. They'll come out and they'll do a piece that appears to have two sides to it, but it really only has one. Are you pro-law enforcement or anti-law enforcement? Are you pro-law enforcement or are you against law enforcement? Law enforcement, both sides of that paradigm were coming back to one thing. A completely illegitimate, immoral argument that in a free republic you should have laws enforced on people. That's not what we're supposed to have as law enforcement. That's code enforcement. That's people showing up and saying, You got to do this because we said so. You got to give me that because we said so. The state police in Kansas are coming on private property and taking serial numbers off boats, cars, and everything, and sending people a bill for a personal property tax. Not just a property tax on their land, but if they see you got a new tractor or a new boat in your front yard or in your driveway, you'll get a letter from the town. Hey, see, you got a new piece of equipment. Give me $658 is due January 1st, or you're in the witch's court. And then they destroy you and bond the case while they make a whole bunch of money on the bid bond, the performance bond, and the payment bond, which is the first thing that you want to require the judge give you when you make any appearance in the witch's court. So, with your pens and paper, people, please call the following people. Sheriff Byron Trapp, who's doing an idiotic courtesy hold for the marshals when he should open the doors and let Tom walk out. If Tom wants to show up for his appearance at the witch's court, fine. If not, shit doesn't know. No skin off the sheriff's back. He's a coward, and he's a bootlicker, and he's probably a member of their little secret club, whichever one it is. And his name's Byron Trapp. And the phone number at the Lane County Sheriff, the High Sheriff of Nottingham himself, call Byron Trapp. Be polite, but be firm, and let him know this is not going to stand. He can be indicted by a citizen grand jury, where he's going to be indicted for civil rights violations. This apparently, if Trump wants us to believe this is all going down like I hear it is, the new republic's been set up, the reset button's been hit, and Keith will tell us in a minute that apparently we're not under admiralty law anymore. We are back under common law officially as of, 3:39 a.m. on Saturday morning. So, well, let's get to that in a minute, but right now I want to focus on Tom, because Tom's the host of this show. This is his show. We're trying to get him out. Let's not lose track of that and go off down all these interesting tangents and reporting this and covering that. We got to focus on getting Tom out. So if everybody could either donate a couple of dollars through the PayPal account at resurrecttherepublic.com, and if you can't donate, pick up the phone and make a call. I know a lot of you people have called, and don't think one of the callers said the other night, I made the calls and I don't think we're going anywhere. And don't ever think that. I've seen this work. If the public pressure is massive enough, it makes a huge difference. You only know when you make one call because you're the person who made the call to the listener. The sheriff, when he gets 1,000 people that do that, he's just got 1,000 phone calls. And in one of our cases, the sheriff said he was getting hundreds of phone calls on the case for holding Stephen Dean of Utah. And we can discuss his situation later. But for now, if people could call Sheriff Byron Trapp at 541-682-4150. That's 541-682-4150. This is the High Sheriff of Lane County, Oregon, who's holding Tom 22 out of 24 hours a day. Tomorrow's Tom's birthday. They were denying him any medication for his Lyme disease for weeks, and they knew he needed it. So don't stop calling. This guy needs to get flooded with phone calls. I'd like a couple of hundred phone calls to arrive at his office this week. And don't just call once and complain. Keep calling them until they email you a sworn affidavit from a living victim of Tom's crime or Tom's offense. That's it. That's where you got them. That's number one. And number two, possession, the word possession in the dictionary, American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language, says possession, actual holding or occupancy. So if you're going to possess something, you have to have it in your hand, if it's an object, or be inside it, like a house or a car or something like that. That can be possession. If you're in a car, you're in possession because you're inside it. But they've got this thing made up, the bar, the liars at the bar, the attorney prostitutes, have come up with this new word called constructive possession. And, oh, it's near you, so you're possessing it. That's the bottom line is what it comes down to. They made up a lie that redefines possession as proximity. Being near a gun is not possession, it's proximity. It may be close by, but you're not possessing it unless it's in your hand. And they could never show him with a gun in his hand because it wasn't Tom's gun. He was in a hotel room with somebody else's gun in it. And the room wasn't even registered in Tom's name. So how many people had access to that room? I mean, maids, service staff, managers, hotel owners, the police. I'm sure anybody could get in there that wanted to get in there, plant the gun. So anyway, here's two things. What do you say when you call the sheriff? What do you say when you call the vicars? Please send me a sworn affidavit from the victim of Tom's offense, of his alleged offense. They won't be able to do it. They're going to try to claim states a victim. Oh, you can't claim the state or society as a victim. It's a fictitious entity. And that's the word the New York attorney used right to my face when he was telling me that the fictitious entity, that's a false entity, is very real. Oh, it's true. Yeah, the lie is the truth. Uh-huh. The falsehood is very real. It's upside down. So get them back anchored back to reality. Let them know that we know that they're scamming us and that we are fully aware that possession requires actual holding. Possession is not, proximity is not possession. And there has to be a victim to a crime. Especially with this new republic that's just been installed with Donald Trump at the helm and all his military guys who are going to do the right thing, hopefully, and we're going to have common law instead of statutory admiralty law be enforced. So remind the sheriff of that. And I believe we have Lori on the line. So let me give, before we bring Lori in, I want to get the numbers out there and have people scribble them down so they can make the calls this week because it's the beginning of the week. Let me get this out of the way. Okay, so the sheriff who's holding Tom is named Byron Trapp, and his number is 541-682-4150. That's Sheriff Trapp, T-R-A-P-P, 541-682-4150. 541-682-4150. And he's the High Sheriff of Lane County, Oregon. He's the head sheriff. The man to call, he's the guy who's actually holding Tom and who could let Tom, set Tom free. So all you people out there listening, you're going to have to be an activist if you want Tom back on this show. That's the bottom line. You can make the phone call. Don't be scared. You're not going to get in trouble. Nobody's liable for anything. You're going to educate some people along the way if you know what you're talking about. No victim, no crime. And Tom, there certainly can't be showing a victim. If you're going to claim society is a victim, that's a fictitious entity, and that would be committing a fraud upon the court. And number three, can we see the performance and payment bonds on this case that you've bonded it? We need to see, and the tax forms that you're making sure you're paying the taxes, because you're using Tom's name as a fiduciary instrument in these performance and payment bonds that you're going to bundle and sell to overseas investors and some domestic investors. And so can we see that? Can we see the 1099 that you made sure you paid taxes on it? Because, you know, my name's attached to this. Oh, and I'm here to close my account. And just finish up with that. Okay? That's what you would say in court. But as far as Tom's concerned, no victim, no crime. Where's the affidavit from Tom's victim? Where is the possession? And since possession requires actual holding, claiming that Tom being nearby a gun is somehow possession is a complete lie. And another fraud upon the court. So you've got the fraud upon the court that society is a victim. Fictitious entity can't be a victim. It's not real. It has to be a living man or woman. So they're saying a fictitious entity is somehow real. That's fraud upon the court. And number two, you're claiming possession when it wasn't even in his hand. Nobody saw it in his hand. They're not claiming it was in his hand. So therefore, you're not meeting the definition of possession. So saying he was in possession of a firearm is another fraud. There's two frauds right there being committed by the state, by the federal government, the federal and state government, and the local sheriff upon the court and upon the people. And that's how you can politely and firmly say, I want to see the affidavit from Tom's victim. I want to see the proof of that he was actually in possession. And you can't possess something just by being next to it. And number three, can I please see the performance and payment bonds, please? That'll tie them all up in knots. And then just call them every day until they send you that. If you have a quote-unquote legitimate purpose, you can call every day to any public entity that you want. And these are public entities. Let them claim they're private. That'll be really interesting. So, and of course, if you're calling from a single-party state like New York, you can record the phone call without telling them. It's only if you can't record two other people's phone calls as a third party and spy on, you know, two individuals calling. But as a party to the call, if you were to call somebody, you could be recording it and not have to tell them. It's called a single-party state. Some states are that way, and other states, they don't let you record. You have to tell people. So you have to figure that one out on your own if you want to record the call. But I've got some epic stuff, you know, Vicar Generals admitting that the Archbishop runs the legal and legislative issues in Tennessee. A Vicar General in New York telling a guy, oh, yeah, the court did give us your Social Security settlement, and, oh, we misplaced the paperwork, and that's why it took 6 years of going through the courts. Yeah, right. And finally the public pressure got that released. So They are the powers, the vicars of the power. So I got you Sheriff Byron Tramp's number. Now I'm going to give you the vicars. Pete Smith is the vicar general, just like it sounds, Pete Smith. And then Pat Brennan is the judicial vicar. That's Pat Brennan, B-R-E, M as in Nancy, double N-A-N, Brennan. And their number is 503-234-5334. Call the vicars, please. 503-234-5334. Once again, where's the victim to Tom's alleged offense? The society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity, and possession requires actual holding. Where is it in the charges that he was actually holding a gun? Not there. So those are two really good questions. And then come up with other stuff that you want to ask him. Ask him about your Sestu Trust. Ask him about the performance and payment bonds. Ask him if they can show that documentation and the tax forms that go with it. Make them squirm. Make them shine the light on the corruption that they're executing. And so once again, the vicars can be reached at 503-234-5334. You ain't going to hear this on any other radio anywhere. Nobody has the balls to talk about the vicars, and these guys are the men behind the court. I've watched the surrogate court, which is the one that steals all the property, and sees everything, Social Security settlements, estates, millions of dollars estates, children seized by CPS, and all of them are going to the vicar general, usually under Catholic Charities or Catholic Family Center. Well, it sounds all good. It's charities. It must be okay. Let me tell you, that's where they got the... I watched it happen. I watched Judge Bartlett of Schoharie County, New York, New York State Unified Court System of New York State Supreme Court, take the kids, the CPS, the head of the CPS, was married to the chief of police, and she was bringing cases to him, and he was dishing them into the court. The judge would seize the kid and seize the child for bogus stuff, nothing to do with child abuse. I mean, the parents weren't completing paperwork properly and stuff like that, and the courts would seize the kid. And guess where it went? Right off to the Vicar General's office to, quote, be examined. And they use the word examined. And I don't think sending kids to the largest pedophile network, the Catholic Pharisee priesthood, I don't think that's the best idea in the world. But that's what was going on. The Vicar General was getting everything from money to settlements to estates to human flesh. And I've watched it, so I can prove the case, and I can, time after time after time. I won't get into too many more. Max Farish was a big one. The public administrator who graduated from Catholic University of America ripped off Penn State for hundreds of millions of dollars. And it's very, very, very evil what's going on. They hide in the drag of Christ, and they operate as power brokers and bankers. That's it. And they're thieves. And so the vicars have to, you gotta be polite, because you don't want to start swearing or threatening anybody. But let them know, we don't want to have to resort to a citizen grand jury, and you're going to leave us no other choice but for the people, because the district attorney's never going to indict a vicar or a judge. It won't happen. Here's the music. Here's the break. We're going to come back in a few minutes with Lori on an update on Tom. Keith Jones from Kansas. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on Resurrect Republic on the RBN Network.
Welcome to the place of the left's hypocrisy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back, fellow Freedom Screamers. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Tom LaCovara on Resurrect the Republic on the RBN Network. We're going to go to, I'm going to read the numbers out one more time real quick without commenting. Sheriff Byron Trapp, who's holding Tom, is 541-682-4150. We're doing a phone blitz for Tom. We need as many phone calls as we can on the sheriff. Where's the affidavit from Tom's alleged victim? They don't have one. Society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity that would be fraud upon the court. Where is the possession when he wasn't holding the gun? Possession requires actual holding. And where's the performance and payment bond on this case that you're making all this money on in Tom's name? So Sheriff Byron Trapp, 541-682-4150. And the Vickers, 503-234-5334, Vicar General Peter Smith, Judicial Vicar Patrick Brennan, 503-234-5334. Require they call you back and provide these things to prove why they're holding Tom. Lori, can you give us an update? Lori's with us now. Lori, go ahead.
Tom is still doing good. He's still in 22-hour solitary. That's and his birthday's tomorrow. I heard you mention that earlier. I wanted to add something to what you're doing. I don't know if a lot of people know that that paperwork that they have for anybody in jail is not written in English. Everybody keeps talking about the Capitis Demusha, the capital letters. If you go to the Chicago Styles Manual and look up GLOSSA, G-L-O-S-S-A, what it is American Sign Language. And those capital letters cannot be translated word for word or letter for letter into English. That is his account that they're going after, or a account, because they put capital letters in various ways, whether it's your last name first, your last name last, in the middle, capitalize all the names.
They juggle it.
Capitalize one of the names. They're doing different numbers in different accounts, and you cannot word for word translate anything in all caps. In fact, it's written incorrectly. It's actually called dog Latin. It's a very demented form of Latin, to where what they're doing is they're actually dogging you with your dog tags. That's the civilian dog tags from, you know, we're in a state of war. That's your dog tag when they put that in all capital letters. So when you're calling them, I can't remember what your number two item was, but it was, you know, give us the performance bonds, I believe.
Yeah,
they
was
also
number three.
They also
the
need to say,
yeah, go ahead.
They also need to say, you know, who is this all capital name written in GLOSSA under American Sign Language? It's not even written in English. What does this mean? Because you are not asking for the living man. What are you asking for? What account is that? And once they know that we know about GLOSSA and dog Latin and American Sign Language, because it is under the Chicago Styles Manual, under, I can't talk because I, you know, once you get it and you understand what they're doing, that piece of paper that they have in front of them, that even if the judge signed it, isn't the man standing there. It's an account. It doesn't even say his name. That's not even your name. I don't know what it says because I don't know what it is. They need to translate what they're looking for, because that's, they're not looking for the living man. That's why they're not. It's written in something that I don't understand. And I don't know how many people know this, but this is one of the major things that we have been missing, is the GLOSSA, G-L-O-S-S-A. It's American Sign Language under the Chicago Styles Manual. And if you go on YouTube and look at a lot of videos by Romley, R-O-M as in Mary, L-E-Y Stewart, he will explain quite a bit of what they're doing in Australia on this and how that they are breaking the courts. And it's a lot of good information that's coming out right now that a lot of people are finding out globally of what they're doing to us.
Yep. Good points, Lori.
Yeah, Lori, are you talking about sign language under American Sign Language, or are you talking about sign language otherwise? Or do you know?
Sign language under American Sign Language, but this language, yeah. GLOSSA, when you gloss yeah. over something, you make it a fraud or you make it not there. So they're glossing okay. over the letters. Each letter stands for something different. Each, when you're in American Sign Language, every word should be divided by either a dash or a period or full stop. It's not.
Right.
The ways that you write this are completely not in English. I don't know what language they're writing it in. And this is one of the things that we've been looking for. We all talk about the capital letters. Well, now we need to change the words. You know, everybody calls themselves a patriot, and I'm like, please don't do that. You're only a man or a woman. Well, what they're talking about now is they're actually finding out what those capital letters are. It's not Capitis Demusha. It is GLOSSA. It is another language. It's dog Latin. They're putting the dog tags on you. And if you look at a dog tag, it'll have a capital name, all capital letters, or I don't know what they are because they're signs. They're not letters. And they will have a number under them. They put soldiers into accounts, and they are civilly dead. So this is the same thing they're doing to you. That so-called name, or what they're asking for, they may be able to make a sound with that sign, but in sign language you can't put a sound to it. I don't know what it is that they're asking for, and that's
can I
really
ask you a favor? Can I ask you a favor, Lori?
Yes, sir.
You've not talked to me a whole lot, but Eric has talked to me for many hours. He can tell you I have my disability. I've been doing disability stuff for more years than I want to talk about. And I have tons of contacts through the disability community. One of them has to be I don't know if you know what I'm talking about or not, but in American Sign Language, there's different grades of sign language. And the highest level you go is the 5. I have a friend of mine out of Houston. I'd like to try to get a hold of and have a little chat with her over this issue. But I'd like to have a little chat with you, but a little more in depth, if I could, before I talk to her. So could you give me some information so I can get a hold of you, so we can have a little chat, if that'd be all right with you, Lori?
When you get a hold of Eric, he has my number, and that is perfectly fine.
Okay.
Yep, give it to
I appreciate
as
it, Lori. Very proud of you. Go ahead, Eric.
Good. Lori, you make some great points there. So once again, we're trying to do a phone this. Lori makes great points, and that, like she said, one of the three questions you can ask. That once again, just to recap for people, what do you say when you call the sheriff who's holding Tom? What do you say when you call the Vickers? Number one, where's the affidavit from Tom's alleged victim? Society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. That would be a fraud upon the court. Where's the actual possession? Possession requires actual holding. You can't be next to something and claim that it's in your possession. That doesn't work. That's a lie. The bar has redefined the word possession and put the word constructive in front of it, and they come up with this whole new word. And now they're and the word doesn't say, and the statute that they're charging Tom with, I think it's 18 U.S. 922 G1, which says possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't say constructive possession. It says possession. So they have to prove possession, and that requires actual holding. Once again, it's a real simple request. Where's the victim of his crime, and where's the actual possession? And the third one was, where is the performance and payment bond? Because they're bonding every case, taking out a policy on every case that comes through these courts. This is why they want more cases. And on a bond, you earn money, the court, not you, not us. They're doing it in our name. They're doing it on our name, our all capital letters name that Lori's talking about. They're
not
turning that
into a fiduciary. They're doing it on an account.
You're right. They make an account out of your name is what they do. You go in, you basically, the court looks at a person. When we all think we go into court, we go in as a man or a woman. They see us as an account or a trust or a fiduciary instrument. And then so they bond the case. They turn it into a fiduciary instrument. And the longer they can drag the case out, the more money they're going to make in interest. So it doesn't benefit the court to get people in and out and get them through it. Drag it out for 6 months, 8 months, a year, year and a half, 2 years, 3 years. People go to the courts for 5 years, years and years and years. And the reason they call it protracting. And the more they can protract and drag out a case, the more money they make on these bonds, and every case is bonded. Called performance and payment bond, people. You're not going to hear this on any other place. So if you value this show, please support Tom. Donate at resurrecttherepublic.com. Hit the PayPal button. All you have to do is have your debit card. If you don't have a debit card, you can go to Walmart, pick up one for $1, and I think they require you put $20 on it to activate it. Take a couple of dollars out of that 20 and donate it to Tom, and you'll have the rest there for a little savings you can have. Spend a few bucks. Tom's going to spend his birthday tomorrow incarcerated for 22 hours. And it's absurd. He wasn't possessing any firearm. And he certainly wasn't conspiring or doing anything to indicate he was going to do anything to anybody.
Eric.
And he's being locked up with hardcore criminals for his political beliefs to keep him from going to Nevada to cover the Clive and Bundy trial. Go ahead, Lori.
What we need to do is have an exorcism for this possession, because people cannot be possessed. And if he's possessed, then they need to bring in the bishop and take care of the issue. Sorry, but I had to put that out.
Yeah, no.
I don't like the words they're using either.
They don't apply. They're unsavory and uncouth and wrong, and they're just complete lies. That's what gets me. The lie is so obvious and so blatant. And that's why it seems to me that just bringing the truth out to people, new listeners to this show, are going to hear things that they haven't heard before, and they won't hear on any of the other shows. Everybody wants to do the sterilized reporting thing. You're not going to have that here. We're activists here. You can find out more about...
Yeah, The other thing, yeah, Eric, is when you talk to the sheriff, he made an oath of office, and in that oath, he swore to defend the Constitution. And in that Constitution, it says, shall not infringe. So he is holding someone on a custody, I can't remember the words you used, just as a little polite favor for the feds.
It's really just a property crime, and it's not even a property stolen or property, you know, anything. It's just being near a piece of property that the government says you can't be near. It's so arbitrary, you know, I don't know how they get away with it. You would think even people on the left would want a right to defend themselves, you know. I mean, they have it, but they wouldn't want it violated. And I think a lot of people are coming around to the side of the patriot. Well, look what happened. A whole bunch of people voted for the patriotic cause over the communist cause, and it was pretty clear cut. And I'm hearing some pretty good reports about what's going on, so I hope this is all very real, that this new republic, which should really just be called the Restored Republic, I hesitate to say new because the original one was fine the way it is, and still they started monkeying around with it, co-opting it.
They are still co-opting it, Eric. Trump's tweet are still saying democracy, and a lot of us are going out there saying on his tweets, no, it's a republic. He is still tweeting out the word democracy.
Yeah, that's troublesome. I mean, that's troublesome because we all know that we are not a democracy. We are a republic. This is why it's so crucial. You never give the enemy the language. There's no such thing as politically correct. That term, listen to what that term says. It's saying that one type of politics is somehow better than another. The two words should never be, I mean...
It's an oxymoron for moron.
And it's not descriptive. It's not an accurate description of any politics. It's just claiming moral high ground in the very name. And it is a bit of an oxymoron. It's contradictory. It's kind of absurd and bizarre, you know, and then all of a sudden... Suddenly, you know, when you start attaching, even though I know what people are saying, they're saying politically correct in quotes as kind of a, you know, it takes on its own reality if you start using don't give the enemy the language. Politically correct is nothing of the sort. It's political it's slavery. It's communism, which is slavery. There's no such thing as law enforcement in a free republic. It's peace officers. Hello. We are not a democracy. We are a republic. Possession requires actual holding. You can't charge somebody with constructive possession, redefine the word possession, and say, oh, because they were near it, they were possessing it. That's a lie. Society cannot be a victim. It's a fictitious entity. It does not exist. Unless there's a living man or a living woman who can make a lawful claim that they've been injured by Tom, there should be no reason to hold Tom or charge him with anything. It's strictly a property crime. He's a conscript being treated like a conscript in the military. Go ahead, Lori.
I was just sent a message on Oregon for recording a call. It says as long as a person calling Oregon isn't in Oregon, they can record the call. Title III wiretap law is the one-party rule. As long as the person recording the call is involved with the call, they don't need everyone's consent. So I wanted to let people know that I did get that message, and you can record if you are not in Oregon under Title III wiretap law. It is a one-party rule.
So if you're calling if you're calling from out of state, that means if you're calling from out of state to Oregon, you can record it if you wish and not have to inform the other party. And you can either choose to do that or not. It's up to you all what you want to do. Lori just discovered if you're calling from out of state, it's a single-party situation. Go ahead, Lori.
I want to put a shout-out to two guys who have really done a lot for the people of this country, for the men and women of this country. Gary Hunt and John Lamb have worked very hard to get the truth out. They have spent endless amounts of time. Gary Hunt works, I believe, for Freedom Outpost. He has even challenged the court when they told him to shut down his site and stop writing his articles over certain parts of the court cases that are going on. And John Lamb has spent endless amounts of money and time away from his farm and his family, to go and give everybody reports from the actual court cases and going and sitting in the boring court. This week, possibly, we're still looking at this. They were contacted by a gentleman who said he was a civil rights activist, that he could get them into a meeting with Trump's team. We do not know if this is true or not. Gary Hunt has come out and said it is not true. We're still investigating it. But I want people to know these two men have put their lives on the line. When you go into those courtrooms, anybody is at risk of being arrested at any time. When you write articles like Gary has, putting out the truth, you're at risk of being arrested when you speak up. They have been truthful. They have been honest. If they've made a mistake, they have come out and corrected themselves. And I think we need to know that this issue that happened, for those that know about it, we need to quit bad-mouthing people. We need to look at what they've done in the past and how they've stood strong. And let everybody investigate this and see if it is true or not. It's looking like it's possibly not true. But we can still try to get in with Trump's team and meet with him over the issues of the land and for the political prisoners across the U.S. Just because some knucklehead is coming out trying to cause everybody problems and division, this is something the government has done for eons. We need to remember that people put a lot of time and effort into what they're doing and not go and attack them when they may have made a mistake, and give them the time to research and come out and say what they need to say when they find out. So that's something I want to defend those two gentlemen for, the fact that they have actually and honestly put their lives, money, and time on the line for us to be informed. They're actually doing instead of talking. They're walking the walk. It's very, very important that we know this and that we do not let people divide us. It's just a shout-out I wanted to give out to these two gentlemen. I wanted people to know that I am very aware of it and have talked to one of the gentlemen to help him investigate it and see what we can do. So I am aware of it, and quite a few people are aware of it, and we think it is the government trying to come in and divide us again. Let's not let it happen.
Okay, excellent. Okay, yep. Good points, Lori. Thanks for bringing that up. I would argue that getting arrested for reporting is a thing of the past now, and we're going to look forward and we're going to pray that that's going to cease and desist with this new administration. Instances of that happening will go down dramatically, I'm predicting. And I think if we really hold the administration's feet to the fire, that will occur. So I want people to remember, and I don't have the number in front of me, but whatever the number is for the Justice Department, I would call Jeff Sessions' office. Speak to his legislative aide, they call it, in L.A., and the legislative aide or his assistant or his deputy. You may get through to him. Who knows? We've got through to Vickers and federal judges before, you know, directly and spoken with them. So, you know, maintain a sense of professionalism. But once again, if things have really changed and the Republic's back on its feet and we're going to have freedom respected, you know, Tom has to walk out. It's clear that he's being held as a political prisoner for 22 out of 24 hours a day. That's absurd. And so with that, if we still have the callers with us, sorry to make you wait, callers, but I wanted to let Lori get her thing out there. Could you, let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Is Chris with us?
Good news for Chris. Eric?
Do we have you?
Yeah.
Eric, had to bail out.
Okay.
There we are. Yeah. I am here.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, buddy? Go ahead.
Well, I'm back in the land of living, although I only had an hour per day outside of solitaire.
Yeah.
Did I lose you?
Eric, you're not familiar with Chris. Chris is a caller that calls in quite a bit and a good friend of Tom's.
Yeah, no, I know Chris.
Okay. He had a case, and we just got off the phone not too long ago, and he has some good news that he's out safe.
Eric, I wanted to fill in a blank that you forgot about the hotel room event with Tom. The protege of Pete Santilli, who had, of course, Tom was invited to the room by Pete, but his protege or honeypot or whatever she was, whether she was an agent or posed as a confidential informant or an asset or maybe just a occasional information provider, showed up in the room with the pistol in her purse. Now, how they could possibly conject that Tom would have known what she had in her purse is a total absurdity and preposterosity, but your constructive possession you described sort of sounds to me like they may have a version of constructive use, whereby if you have something available to use, they presume, and it would be a rebuttable presumption that you intended to use it. You may have only had it able to be ready to use should the circumstances dictate your need to defend yourself.
Well, sure. Exactly, it's all presumptive. You use the word presumption, and you're right. And you can't prosecute somebody on presumptions. We have to hold this government and the courts accountable on that. That's extremely important.
Well, it's important whenever I hear the word presumption or assumption, that it's always rebuttable. And when they make the claim, if you don't deny and rebut the claim and offer a more believable, plausible, true story of what the facts were and challenge them to prove their unfounded, baseless proposition, hypothecation, then it stands as truth unrebutted and you're therefore guilty because you didn't object.
Oh, I'm sure he's objected and said it's not my gun. I mean, I'm sure he said that loud and clear, but once again, the courts, they don't hear us unless you hire an attorney. They only hear their own, unfortunately. So that's why public pressure is so important. They'll hear 1,000 phone calls. They won't be able to stop it.
Eric, how can an account hold a gun? They're not charging Tom. They're charging an account. How can an account hold a gun?
It can't. We all know it cannot. They're relying on public ignorance is what they're relying on. And so anyway, and I'm hoping that people who wish to be enlightened will be listening to this show and getting some information that they won't get anywhere else. Once again, this is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom LaGuevara, who's languishing in a prison cell 22 out of 24 hours a day in Eugene, Oregon, called Lane County, L-A-N-E, by Sheriff Byron Trapp. And the Vickers of Oregon is the bottom line. And, of course, the Justice Department is prosecuting the case. But in the previous administration, you know, the skulls were so thick, so to speak, we couldn't get through with a high-speed drill and a titanium bit. So hopefully with this administration, we at least there's some brain matter in there, some conscience. It's even more important than brain matter. We need soul matter. We need people who have a conscience and realize this is a massive injustice. What are you doing? Tom's never hurt anybody. And what's he doing? What's the big problem? That he, in a hotel room with a woman that had a gun in her purse, and that's possession because he was in the same room? I mean, what happens if he walks by somebody on the street who has a gun? Is that possession because they're right next to him? Is it,
Eric,
can you walk into Walmart or a store that has, preferably not Walmart, but, you know, in a store that has guns, and is that possession now because you're in the store and they're nearby? I mean, it's gone to the level of complete absurdity. That's why it can't be no more presumptions. It's got to be show a living man or woman who are victimized, who can claim damage, and the state can't do it because it's a fictitious entity.
As well, that judge is may possibly, I need this confirmed, and I'll ask that question after the break.
Yeah, we're going to come on a break here. Stay with us. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Tom on Resurrect the Republic. Just hang with us a few more minutes, and then we got a couple more callers on the line. We'll be right back with you after the top of the hour on the RBN Network.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.